T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
5 o'clock hour on Hochman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Funky Buddha Brewery. Yeah, and even he doesn't even need headphones. He's fine. Joe Zagacki's sitting in here.
Hey, Gabe, why am I using this microphone? I always use that microphone.
That one's not functioning right now. That
one is. Then he gave me headphones that don't work.
Well, there you go.
I got a microphone that works, but headphones that are
incorrect. Listen, you can't have everything, Joe.
Yeah, Joe.
Joe Zagacki.
Happy New Year, fellas.
Happy New Year to you. Voice of the Miami Hurricanes. He was calling the UM Louisville game last night. Again, 5 o'clock hour on Hochman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at the Funky Buddha Brewery. They've got the Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival coming up this Saturday. And look at that. Solana came in to fix everything.
I'm blind.
Look at that. Oh, so it wasn't even
it wasn't his fault. It was
wasn't
my
even
fault.
His fault. There's right, because this takes 1/8 inch and quarter inch.
I didn't
you
see
didn't
that.
Know that. You're an old school radio guy figuring it had to be quarter inch. Just talking a little radio here, Crowder.
I don't know what the hell you're
just talking a little radio here, Crowder. Crowder looked like when he's had to go.
Oh, you talking about the fat plug-in to stick the baby
looks
plug
like when,
in
when he had to cover
yes.
when he had to cover Tony Gonzalez, and he had that look on his face.
That's the exact look
same
I gave
thing.
To DC.
So Solana and I were at the UM Duke game Saturday night at the Watsco Center. They're just outclassed. Like you can't hang with a team like that.
They're ranked number 2 in the country. Should be number 1. They've got 3 McDonald's All Americans in their starting 5. They got 6 5-star players. So. And Vernon Carey was every bit as good as we all thought. So if you had switched, you know, if they were able had landed Vernon Carey, he's kind of a rubbing salt into the wound. If he's on Miami, the game is probably a little bit different. But Duke was great, and you know, before the game, we had a Mike Krzyzewski comment as he looked back at his decade. Think about the great teams he's had. He won 2 championships. In the 2010s, he won in 10 and 15. But last year, he had 3 of the top 10 picks in the NBA draft, and they didn't reach the Final 4.
And, Joe, when you asked, I want to ask you about Vernon Carey Jr., because when I was watching that game, like when you watch Alabama and Pat Surtain Jr.'s up there starting at cornerback, people criticize UM for not keeping that hometown talent. Is it like that in basketball, the same way
well,
you
I
get
guess
criticized?
It's probably not the same level as football, but it hurts just as much. But you can see why. You know, okay, when Miami was recruiting Vernon Carey Jr., and they gave a great effort, Miami did, in terms of recruiting. They put together so much stuff for him. They had the mom in tears. And I think they thought he was going to come to Miami. And
there was a legitimate chance he was.
Oh, there's no question. Yeah. But then, you know, they had a little hiccup on the road there that cost them Vernon Carey Jr. and 3 other guys. And as a result, they're in the predicament they're in right now.
Oh, you're talking about the NCAA
sure,
stuff?
Yeah.
No, I totally understand.
And then, you know,
that.
If you're Vernon Carey Jr. and you see a year ago Zion Williamson, right, he's getting all the headlines and playing in all the big games, you're thinking, well, that's what I want to be. So I think that was what swayed his decision.
And that's one of the recurring narratives about the University of Miami football team, where there's been so much talk lately, which is you got to keep the local kids here. But it is this – it's kind of like this – what's the word? Like where they go to the schools that are successful – because they want to see success. They don't want to be the building block of something for the future.
Yeah, right. I think it has changed. I always thought that if you were being recruited, you were going to that school to help them win. And now it is reversed. I think the kids and the parents believe you're going to that school because the school is going to help you win. And I always thought it was the other way around, maybe when you were recruiting Channing. And I had that discussion once with a guy, a high school coach, said, oh, so-and-so is not going to go to Miami because they're not winning. I said, but isn't that his job? His job is to go there to help them win. And so this predicament that Miami is in football and recruiting, you could say the same thing about USC and UCLA, because 4 of the top 6 kids in L.A. are going to either Clemson or the SEC. And you can say the same thing about Texas, because in Texas, four of the top players in the state of Texas didn't stay in Texas.
Oh, no, Joe. I think I might have told you the story. When I visited UF, Charlie Strong pulled me into his office and started showing me a videotape. And it was like a blooper reel. Like, it was the Florida defense getting beat. And I was kind of confused on the first four or five plays. And I looked, I was like, what's this for, coach? He said, there's linebackers missing tackles. There's linebackers blowing coverages. There's linebackers not making their fits. Could you fix this play? To your point, he was telling me, come be the right. game changer at UF. Come to Gainesville and change the linebacking core. I don't think coaches or players approach that situation the same way they did when I was coming out. But, Joe, that was 2000. That was 20 years ago.
Well, I guess times have changed. You know, that a lot of people wanted to look at the easy route. And I think it's, you know, for lots of kids and parents, whether they go to Alabama or Clemson or Georgia, if they get mentioned to be recruited by one of those, they can get a letter and they can, oh, my son's being recruited by Alabama. Okay, yeah, they got a letter. It's like a lot of people will say, oh, I got a, but so-and-so got a scholarship. You know, not every sport is a full scholarship. Some sports, you get books. Some sports, you get lunch money. You don't get, not every sport at the college level is a full scholarship.
Joe Zagacki's in studio with us. So he and Don Bailey Jr., they were great sports all football season long. It ended with a thud with the Independence Bowl. By the way,
Solana.
We tried very
Solana
hard.
Solana gave me my Christmas gift today, and it was in a bag. He got me, because he's a jerk, a Miami Independence Bowl T-shirt. The quality gift there, Solana. It's something that all us Hurricanes fans want to remember forever and ever. Thank you for my souvenir Independence Bowl shirt. But is that Turner Davidson?
Yeah.
That'll be something you hold on to for a long time.
That is something I will hold on to for a long time.
Treasure that, my friend.
Joe Zagacki and Don Bailey Jr., they have worked in the funny little lines for us all season long. So we gave them some lines for the Independence Bowl. There was, again, no spot. You know, I have a story today. CBSSports.com, I never even got to this. CBSSports.com did a ranking of all 39 bowl games this bowl season.
You don't
season.
Even have to finish the story. I know exactly where you're going.
39 bowl games. The worst one, according to CBSSports.com, was the Independence Bowl. It says in last year's rankings, the Cheez-It Bowl finished number one. Now it was not a pretty football game. It was ugly, but there was a beauty to that ugliness that made the game unique and fun in a way that epitomized what bowl season should be about. As I watched the Independence Bowl, I saw numerous tweets from people comparing it to last year's Cheez-It Bowl. I've never wanted to reach through a computer screen and slap people so badly. There was nothing fun about this game. It was like driving through Indiana for 3 hours. There was nothing to see, and it felt like it lasted 6 hours, so on and so forth. You were there.
I was there for 6 hours.
There were no opportunities to fit in funny lines during that broadcast, but DBJ and Joe Zagacki made an exception because they were just exasperated by the end. So the line...
That's a good word.
Exasperated is fair. The line that we had given DBJ was from a commercial, the Pepto-Bismol commercial. This is the line.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that the last one part of that line was not going
to
make
it. Yeah, it was horrible. He refused to say diarrhea, apparently. This is how it came out on the air.
You know what this game is going to give me? Some form of agita.
Joe, when you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, and... It's time for a little Pepto-Bismol. Might be one.
This is a Pepto-Bismol type of game, let me tell you.
So awful by DBJ, and I can't even blame him because the game was so awful, but he didn't sing it. He didn't say diarrhea. It would have been funny.
I did not know you were supposed to sing, so
yeah,
I take no I'm not guilty in this one. I was not
usually a willing partner. You're very good. Like you're like the point guard. Like you'll run him right into the play that he needs to be in. So
I did not know he was supposed to sing. I'm sorry.
In this analogy, the point guard was shook a little bit because of what he was watching.
He was exasperated.
Because we listened to some longer versions. Joe, you were exhausted.
No, I mean that just wasn't fun. There was nothing fun about that game.
Well, listen, try to paint the best picture you can.
Yes.
But there wasn't a whole hell of a lot of paint in that game. Yeah.
No, it's just one of those games. And we know, well, listen, we all support the university. And you know, I love everything about the university. I went there. You work for them. But it was just a boring game. There was nothing there. They were never in it. And it was just a thud to the end of the season.
Well, so. Yeah. I mean,
get it corrected for next.
Hopefully,
year.
They get it going in the right direction because it's a lot more fun for all of us. That's for
no
sure.
No doubt,
you know, a lot more fun. Let's get the offensive coordinator, right? The guy, Miami got a new offensive coordinator.
Oh yeah,
Rhett Lashley
from SMU.
Rhett Lashley, yeah.
Yeah, he was at Auburn. Was in a championship game.
That's what they said. The stuff you're reading, people,
there's some excitement. I mean, hopefully it works. Hopefully it works.
And then what about the czar position, the Alonzo Highsmith thing? You think that can work? The whole czar of football operations type president thing.
It's college football, so no. I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying Alonzo can't do something positive, but a general manager of college football.
It's kind of what it is.
I don't see that anywhere in college football. I am for older and older person on the staff somewhere. For any staff. I was for that for Coach Golden.
Sounding board.
A sounding board. Yeah. And other, like Kevin Coyle is on the LSU staff.
Yeah.
Dave Campo is on the USC staff.
Didn't Steve Spurrier go back to the Florida staff at one point?
So yes. I am for that. But to think that one person is going to be able to change this in that kind of, nebulous role.
Right.
It hasn't even been described.
Right.
And, we're gonna examine these players. Well, you know, you're around high school kids all the time. Is there was your son probably going into high school now?
He's a sophomore.
Right? So is there a more difficult group to try to decode than high school boys, high school kids?
No.
Absolutely not.
If you castrate them, maybe.
You are not giving me the czar.
Which, by the way, might affect their football play.
It could. Very much.
Might affect their football play. Let's quickly get headlines and weather from Alejandro Solana. I know how much you enjoy this,
yes.
Joe. Yeah.
Pressure's on.
No pressure, Joe, because you're going to love my weather report. As for
already you're stumbling.
As for the Miami Heat, they are 26 and 10.
Look like Tate Martell in the pocket. Now, go ahead.
What pocket?
In the
pocket.
Hit a trigger in Joe.
Yeah. Did you hear that? It was like, whoa. Yeah. All right, go ahead, Solana.
The Miami Heat, they're in Indiana tonight to begin a three-game road trip. That's at 7 p.m. on 790 The Ticket from the Bankers Life Fieldhouse. The Pacers, one-point favorites tonight.
All right. Anything else?
The Heat have announced that Wade's retirement ceremony will be a three-day-long celebration. Friday, it's the flashback, a look back at Wade's most legendary moments. On Saturday, we know his jersey will be retired versus the Cavaliers. And on Sunday, it's a Wade/ESPN Films documentary.
You're
debut.
Kind of making it sound like it's this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Do you want to say what month this is taking place?
It's taking place, Joe, in February.
Well, you had me confused because I thought I saw February, and then you made it sound like it was Friday.
No, I didn't make it sound like it was Friday. I just didn't include a date.
Right. He has a tough time saying the month February. He says February.
February, Joe.
What month?
February.
February.
All right. What else you have there? We're running out of time. Brian Geltzeiler is going to join us.
Today's National Bubble Bath Day.
Oh, I'm in on that, Joe.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm curious what you're doing after Hurricane Hotline.
Not taking a bubble bath with you.
Anything else, Solandria?
Everybody enjoys a good bath bomb, Joe.
Sure.
Over to weather now. It's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Tonight, the low will be an almost nice 68 degrees. No precipitation expected for at least another 120 minutes. And, Joe, tonight it's our favorite type of moon, a waxing gibbous.
Oh, waxing gibbous over Miami.
I didn't know it was a waxing gibbous.
I love the waxing gibbous.
Let's go, Josie.
I had no idea. Yeah. Another hot button we've touched with Josie Gagge. He lit up for the waxing gibbous.
Tate Martell in the pocket underneath a waxing gibbous moon. That would be a good description.
That paints a picture. Yeah, that paints a picture.
Running side to side.
Joe Zagacki, voice of the Miami Hurricanes. He's got a hurricane hotline tonight.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.